Our movement is about replacing a failed and corrupt political establishment with a new government controlled by you, the American people. There is nothing the political establishment will not do, no lie that they won't tell, to hold their prestige and power at your expense. I'm doing this for the people and for the movement, and we will take back this country for you, and we will make America great again.
What is up, fellow Patriots? This is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah, and welcome back to the Red Patriot Show. So happy if you guys are watching this or listening to this. So happy you are joining me today. Happy Monday and happy Halloween. Hopefully everybody, everyone's kids had fun this evening, you know, going out getting candy. And, you know, it's okay if you went out and got some candy too. You know, you dressed up. That's okay. That's okay for adults to trick or treat as well. It's for everybody. Probably going to need some sugar and chocolate for comfort food, a little bit for what's maybe we're going to have to go through as a nation, but that's okay. It's like, you know, we're going to get through it together, but it's okay to have a little bit of, you know, comfort food by to just help stress release. Us women know how chocolate really helps. So men, you guys can use that too, hopefully to help calm down a little sometimes if things start getting crazy. But speaking of crazy, Paul Pelosi, okay, what the heck happened? You've been hearing probably all these conflicting reports. What happened? Did it really happen? And did it happen? I don't know the answer to that. But what I'm going to show you guys is how this ties into something else that I don't think none of us ever thought of until now. At least I didn't. But I think how I'm going to tie it together with the articles and stuff, I think you guys are going to see a few just very weird coincidences. And I'm like, probably not coincidences once I show them to you. But I'll go ahead and share my screen. I've got a lot of articles up in this one. I think I've got like 9 or something, 8 or 9. Okay, well, this one, just one of the articles, you know, Paul Pelosi attacker David DePay posted about QAnon conspiracy theories ahead of assault. Okay, that's just kind of an article telling you a little bit more about it. Like I said, it is fake news. I wouldn't even read any of it. I just put it up there to kind of give you guys the headlines and tell you this is what, you know, news is saying happened, etc. I don't think there are any links to his sites down here. Yeah, I don't think there are any links to his sites down there. But this is another article from PBS saying that the suspect in assault of Pelosi had posted about QAnon, other conspiracy theory stories. Okay, now down here, it has a link that'll take you to one of his sites. Now, if you do, it's Friendly Friends, or what they say is his site. Somebody used the name David DePape on these sites. That does not mean it's him. There is no way to verify that on these types of blog sites. Okay, guys, it is very murky. It is very hard to find out who actually did, you know, make these sites. So I would not trust the media on what they say. But anyways, if you click on this, it's a site that's since been taken down. What they say is, or his sites have been taken down. So you click this link right here, site, it will take you to a site that Friendly Friends, it says this site is no longer available. Now, you can find it using the Wayback, okay? And I don't know if I've ever used the Wayback on here, but what the Wayback Machine is you can type in a URL for a site, and it screen grabs older versions of websites at certain periods of time, and you can go back and find an older version of website if it's been updated or if it's been deleted. You can go back and find the site using this. Okay, it's a really helpful tool, particularly in this case, because I've not seen anybody using the Wayback Machine to go back and look at what his sites actually were. Now, on this site, godisloving.wordpress, okay, this site that they say is his, you know, David DePape, okay. The first posts on this site were back in June of 2007, and they were weird spiritual stuff, kind of like in this one, Heaven and Hell. Okay, they were just weird spiritual stuff. So nothing on it for 15 years, and then suddenly pops back up in August. someone on there starts posting again. But they don't actually post articles. See, stuff like this, like McCarthyism, you click on it and there's no actual content. It's just the title. It's just the title. See, on this one, there's text there. You can read it here. This one, there's no text. There's nothing with it. There's not a picture, not a video. There's nothing. And there's a lot more like that. If you look at the site, there's a lot more like that. So that's weird because he's just posting names and stuff. He's not actually posting articles or like text content. Okay. Now, this is not the site that linked it to. This is the site Friendly Friends. This one is another one that I found on another site that was another fake news site that what they say was linked to him. Okay. Now, this one, the very first was also the same date, August 23rd and 24th. Both of these websites started posting at the same time. The God is Loving, the first one I showed you, had been posted on 15 years ago, and then suddenly, like 15 years later, they start posting again, which is weird. This one, the very first post that I can find on here was from back in August. So this one may have been around before then, but it just started seeing activity in August of this year, the same time as this other site. So this is weird. If they're saying he's, you know, a QAnon person, whatever, why is he just now talking about it in the last couple months? It's really weird. It doesn't make sense. Okay. It does not make sense. Now, and this is also the way back for his Facebook page. I have tried to click on these links right here. They're, because Facebook, you can also go and find Facebook profiles of people's, like pages and stuff that you're wanting to find that have since been deleted or you can't see. Okay. But I tried to click on it and Facebook took me to a thing that said, oh, you're going too fast. Facebook has blocked you or prevented you from doing this or whatever. So I couldn't find it. If you guys want to try it, maybe it'll work for you, but it didn't work for me. So anyways, I couldn't find if they actually posted stuff, you know, on his Facebook, which they said he did. So I can't verify that. Now, this takes you over to a Gateway Pundit article where there were reports of a third person possibly being there. Okay, now they've gone back and said, oh no, there weren't three people, there were only two. But originally what the Chief Scott says there, the door was opened by, quote, by someone inside. So that would mean that Pelosi would be in there with DePape, but then there also had to be another person in there. So who was that? Like I said, now they're saying there's not. Okay, but keep that in mind because Elon Musk tweeted this and the left is going nuts over it, okay, that there's a tiny possibility that there might be more to this story than meets the eye. Now, this article that he is tweeting a link to is this one, The Awful Truth. Paul Pelosi was drunk again and in a dispute with a male prostitute early Friday morning. Now, so there's a whole conspiracy going around now, or the left is calling it a conspiracy, that, you know, Paul Pelosi's gay, he had brought home a male prostitute, and then they were in altercation. Possibly, maybe there were two male prostitutes there if another person opened the door. So that's what's going around. And the left is going, saying, oh, that's not true. Oh, no, he was there to hurt Nancy Pelosi. Okay, so it makes sense. Are they, you know, trying to cover up the fact that Paul Pelosi is gay? Maybe. And this itself doesn't necessarily prove it, right? But how this ties in to Paul Pelosi's drunk driving. Look at the date. Paul Pelosi pleads guilty to DUI. This isn't the date it happened. This is the date that he pled guilty to. It. August 23rd, Paul Pelosi pleads guilty to a DUI with injury charges. Where have we seen August 23rd, the date, at? Wait a second. That's the first date that somebody posted on his site, one of his sites, Friendly Friends. And a day after, August 24th, on this other site. So the day of and the day after, somebody starts posting on these sites as David DePape. And there were reports that Pelosi had somebody else in the car with him. But nobody ever said who it was, and it just kind of fell beside the wayside. Nobody could find out who it was. Well, was it a male prostitute or somebody that he was having sexual relations with? If it was, Was that why they were covering this up, to hide the fact that he's gay? Are they doing that now? By making this whole thing seem like it was him going crazy trying to get at Nancy Pelosi? Because how did this guy get through their security? They have like a huge security system at their house. And how did he get through that? Because it's not like he blended into the scenery. I mean, they say he was in his underwear with a hammer. So is all of this trying to cover the fact that Paul Pelosi is gay? I don't know. But it is interesting that the dates of DePape's websites tie in to the date that Paul Pelosi pled guilty. Has this whole thing been a plan B if something else comes up and they're like, oh gosh, we got to hide the fact that Paul Pelosi's gay. He's gone out and gotten some more male prostitutes and brought him back home. And now they got to go out here and do damage control. In the sense, not damage control, but covering it up. So again, I don't know exactly what happened there. If it really did happen, did it not? I don't know. I'm just saying that I do find it very interesting that the dates of the first post on there coincide with the date that Paul Pelosi pled guilty to the DUI. So is it something? Is it not? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I'm sure we'll learn the truth probably at some point. But there's so much crazy stuff. Just always question everything. Whenever I first heard the story, the first thing I thought of was this didn't happen, because it just didn't even make sense. It did not make sense. So question everything. We have no idea what's real, what's not right now. But, you know, and things are probably going to get crazier. Like I said, don't be surprised if a blue wave happens. But if a blue wave happens or the elections don't happen, but whatever happens, it's going to be good on the other side. We will get through this together. So remember to keep calm and Patreon on, and I will see you all later. And of course, remember, love you guys. See y'all. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.